This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Braves last night did something that we just haven't seen enough of, and that score and score late. They had a lead, and then they added to it, and all of a sudden there were some insurance runs late in this game. And one of the things last night, Mike, we've talked about Olson. Look, he's got to produce. And last night you got big hits and home runs from the middle of this lineup. Acuña did his thing. But that's kind of what we've been missing, even when guys have been on base. And I got to tell you, last night I was super frustrated. Did you guys see this last night? I think it was the second and maybe the fourth inning. We had two men on.
That's when I stopped watching, switch over to hockey.
Two on, right? And we're like, hey, here's our shot. Two separate times early in this game, you're like, oh, we're going to leave guys stranded again. Runners in scoring position. And it just felt like the night was going to go bad. Obviously, they were able to come up big.
Left 10 guys on base, but as you mentioned, Olson goes yard in the fifth. Acuña, we talked about, you know, Eli White. The other thing is putting some runs on the board late in the game. Some clutch. That's another thing that has really been missing. You know, two in the eighth, two in the ninth from the Braves. Chris Sale was masterful, and not sure if this is going to be his role or this is going to continue to be a work in progress, but if you're looking for a good, positive attaboy for Raisel Iglesias, he comes in the eighth inning last night, Carl, and shuts him down and looks effective.
Matter of fact, I've got a soundbite I want you to hear from Snit about Iglesias. First, let's hear from Matt Olson talking about the lineup producing last night.
Yeah, it was good. We still, you know, feel like we still left a couple out there early on. You know, like to cash in a couple of those guys, but you know, the ability to stick with it, stay on the guy. Savali, you know, had a pretty good start, able to get into the bullpen and do a little damage off him.
We did, and Iglesias last night. The good news is, three up, three down. You're talking about six straight retired between Iglesias and Dylan Lee, who worked the ninth inning. That felt good because it just hadn't felt like, we're still on shaky ground. And that's something that they've got to get past as well. Here's Snit talking about Iglesias.
That was really good to see how he came out on the attack, and we kind of stayed away from him intentionally for the last few days, and so that was a good spot, I think, to get him in, and really liked where he was, so he should feel really good about it. And that's just pretty much with a guy like, you know, when you're closers, you try to give him a different look and get their confidence back, and really liked the way he threw the ball tonight.
I did too. And again, he wasn't working the ninth inning. They brought him in earlier. But, guys, it's about confidence. See, like that's the thing that Snit, certainly you can give him credit for. Hey, I need to get my guy back out there. We're not going away from him. I said this. They're not going to trade him. Okay, let's get him a confidence inning. Not going to put him in at the end of the game. Let's put him in. We got a nice lead. He goes out and does great work. Build him back up. It's not as if we know he can't get out. He just hadn't been able to do it as of late.
Yeah, you know me, if this was a team that was, you know, much better and wasn't, you know, 13 games out right now, I'd say, hey, that's a guy I've got to upgrade. You know, I would make Iglesias. Now, I don't know if he could do – remember the old days when it was Rivera was setting up Wetland?
Oh,
remember
that?
And then, eventually Rivera took over for the Yankees. You trust him as a setup man? I mean, listen, again, you said get to this patch.
Yes, but, Mike, I think if we do go out and acquire another closer-type player for the bullpen, you may reassess Raisel Iglesias' role. you could. I just don't think there's another guy right now that you feel comfortable with, but that's out there in the bullpen that you go, all right, he'll take the spot.
And again, you know, right now, Iglesias statistically, nerds would be up there. You know, not great this year. Last year, he's in the upper third as relief pitchers. And his heart, and by the way, everybody else is looking for that kind of help at the trade deadline.
Yeah.
So you might be stuck with him as it is. You go with Grant Holmes tonight. Holmes, eastbound and down, has given up 11 home runs. Keep it in the park. Keep it in the park.
That's right.
And let's build on this thing. We talked to Tony Gwynn Jr. just about, you know, the big picture, speaking of the trade deadline. Tony says, you know, historically, well, they had never been this bad. You know, they were down. They were 10 games back a couple years ago when they came back and caught the Mets. 21, they were under 500 after the All-Star break. And he says, you know, you were never sellers then. So he thinks even as bad as it looks now, Tony Gwynn said they're not going to punt. He thinks Alex Anthopoulos will still look to try to make a run out of this team.
Yeah, and I think he's probably right. Even though there are some things I'd still like to see changed. But, you know, when you go through these patches, you either change too quickly or you stay the course too long. And that's what you have to decide is, Mike, are we gonna ride this out now? Listen, we won last night. Not saying it's going to happen, but if you lose this series, we're right back to where we were, right? You got to win series. We got to start stacking series. And so my point is, you might say we're going to ride it out and stay the course, but at some point, there's a breaking point.
Right. Look at the Steelers. Yeah, they made the playoffs. They haven't done jack since they hung on a year too long with Ben Roethlisberger. I know it's apples to oranges, but you got to be aggressive in that area. You got to hope the Mets cool off. Mets are at a really hot clip right now. They won 8 of the last 10.
Balling.
They are 18 games over 500. So, again, not impossible, but 13.5, as Tony Gwynn said, that's huge by baseball standards because the Mets and the Phillies, you got to figure we'll get it back on track. They just had a bit of a slide.
They did.
But they're still 10 games over 500. And then you get into the wild card, the expanded wild card field. So we'll see. All you can do is just keep stacking the dubs, as Carl said. Hopefully Olsen's got some more confidence. One thing Tony Gwynn did agree with us, or at least he said he'd entertain the idea, is if you are looking for some big changes, is to move Sean Murphy because you know you'll get something for him.
He's got value. And I want to try to do something while he still has that value. As the season moves along, and let's just say he doesn't continue to hit or he's not hitting consistently, Mike, you start to feel like, okay, is he valued as much as we think he is? Meaning, look, his salary is his salary. Whoever he's going to get traded to, they're going to pick that up. But I just don't know, like, if teams go, okay, are you in desperate need of a catcher and what are you looking for?
Right.
His reputation before he got here was he was a great defensive catcher. Not a great offensive catcher, but we had that covered with Darnell and everybody else that was here at the time. Now you say, okay, if I can move him, he may be the one piece that you might get some value for without trading your core. And your core is Olsen, right. Acuna, Riley's, Albies, right? Money Harris. Like that, those are the guys that you've signed in long-term deals. You say, all right, do we really want to move those guys? And they're still very young.
See, that's the thing. I think a lot of our Braves fans right now are going, no. They just – because – we know you guys are positive, and that's great, because yesterday you guys are killed. You and Carl, you just go ahead and quit. And you keep my receipts. Yeah. Look, guys, I mean, not many teams are 13.5 back and do something. So we know what they're capable of going back to 2023, but as we said, that just seems to be an outlier now, especially when you look at the back of the baseball cards. OPS is going up there for Olsen. Hopefully, as we said, Acuna, everybody, the heart of the lineup, got on base. I would think the low point would be the San Francisco. Just when you thought the lowest point was the blown lead against the Diamondbacks, losing those one-run games and those three against San Francisco.
That is,
you had errors and mistakes.
Yes.
So wherever you want to quantify it, okay, have we hit rock bottom? Okay, well, if you don't win tomorrow, then no, we have not hit rock bottom. So let's say we win tonight in Milwaukee, take 2 out of 3 from the Brewers, and as you said, start stacking some wins, beat up on the hapless Rockies.
Got to do that. Like, that's the
right.
Other part.
You can't
lose
to bad teams.
Yeah, that's why this, and especially at home. You can't go, like I said this to Grant. He was, you know, he was Grant's been in a bag because he's like, dude, what we're doing everything we can, and I don't have the answers, and I don't expect him to. But he laughed when I said yesterday at the end of our conversation, well, Rockies are coming in. He's like, is that good news? Because that's kind of where we're at. You got to beat those teams at home. 404-726-0929. More on the Braves coming up, as we mentioned, with Grant later next hour. We're going to talk more about the Falcons. Have a fun game, too, because we're back at mandatory minicamp. For me, this is the start. Your team is your team. You're not going to make 3 or 4 major deals between now and the start of the season. Mike, you had your team, that the returning guys that are currently under contract. You've gone through free agency. You've gone through your draft. Now it's time to mold these guys that you have, and let's get ready for the season. So mandatory minicamp is everybody's here. This is what we're going to look like. To me, this is the start. And that may be way too early for some of you guys, but that's where I am with football. Like, the reason that everybody's all geeked up about the Steelers is Aaron Rodgers at mandatory minicamp.
Right.
They are like, you need to be here. We need to get ready for this thing. They're looking at it just like we are, man. And I'm for me right now, Mike, I'm in football mode.
But that's why when we have that conversation that got really people heated last week about Julio Jones and, you know, his comments about the Falcons, we've got in his work habits or, in some cases, lack of work habits, because he would use this as a basically signal to the team, I want another raise. You can look it up. Guys, just Google Julio misses practice. You'll find it. But this is why teams do it. Why do you think Aaron Rodgers, okay, whatever you think of Aaron Rodgers, we know he's a first ballot Hall of Famer. He's a colossal pain in the arse. But even he knew it was time to hunker down.
Yep.
Sign on the line that was dotted and be here for this camp. So there he is in Pittsburgh, working with his receivers, et cetera. So there's a reason to it. So I know some players, veterans might go, ah, whatever. Here's Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers could have held out till friggin', you know, let's be honest. After August 1st, if he wanted.
Yes.
You know, and the Steelers have been up the creek, and then we would have gotten the phone call. That's why when we get back to this Kirk Cousins conversation about Kirk saying the right things, as Carl said, maybe makes you wince a little bit to say, yeah, you know, I thought I'd be at an 8. I was kind of at a 3. You know, just, all right, can I say one thing to you, Kirk? You know, when we lie, the Saints cry. Honesty is the best policy. We could have had you just be straight up, you know. And then, you know, maybe he would have been dealt in the offseason, you know, had things gone the other way. You just – and look, there was other reasons. We didn't lose this season only because of Kirk Cousins' inability to deliver the football. We lost because our defense was a shambles.
Yeah.
That's why they had fired the DC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
See, but it certainly as hell didn't help when you're throwing 4 interceptions against the Chargers. You're absolutely hot garbage against the Broncos that game we talked about. It was just untenable. So I respect him, you know, being honest, but it's like, he's got selective memory about these things, doesn't he? And selectively honest, if we're honest about it, too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last.
Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.